Back in March, March 8th, Dr. Fauci made these statements about wearing masks. And now, what he said in this clip you're about to watch is being totally, completely contradicted by the President of the United States himself, because he's not wearing a mask, and by the Vice President, because he didn't wear a mask, and the whole task force doesn't wear masks. So obviously, in the back room, as it were, where Dr. Fauci's talking to them, they must be getting different information than you and I. Dr. Fauci himself doesn't wear a mask. And just a few days ago, or even just yesterday, they were asking him how come he doesn't wear a mask. And he said, it doesn't really do anything, is what he said. He said, it's really for the professional workers. Well, here he is back in March, March 8th, he is saying, the masks are just to make us feel good. So why all of a sudden is it mandatory to wear masks? Why is China wearing masks? Why is Costco making it mandatory for their customers to wear a mask or they can't come into the building? Why is there misinformation? Why is there confused information being put out there? Go ahead and take a listen to this.
You're sure of it, because people are listening really.
No, now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it, because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet.
Doesn't it seem like that's being contradicted right now, what he said back then? Now, this is supposed to be a professional, folks. This is not just somebody off the street that's making a statement here, or just someone in the media making a statement. This is supposed to be the person the whole United States is looking to as for the authority of why we're doing what we're doing, and, you know, shutting down the country, everything. He's the one that's directing all this, working with Bill Gates. And you just heard what he said about wearing masks. It just makes you feel good. It just makes you feel safer. He doesn't wear a mask. To this day, he hasn't worn a mask. Donald Trump's not wearing a mask. Even when he went into, you know, plants just in the last few days, he didn't wear a mask. Pence didn't wear a mask going to a hospital. Folks, there is something going on here that doesn't pass the sniff test. Let's go ahead and continue listening.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course, of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill. Right now.
Okay, what was he really saying back then? Was he saying we don't have enough masks for the professional workers? In that if all the American people are wearing masks, that there won't be enough for the professional workers? Well, if that's true, then why all of a sudden everybody should be wearing masks? And yet they don't. See, it just doesn't make sense. Why is it that when you see Putin in Russia gearing up in what looked like a hazmat suit, and yet the President of the United States or the Vice President goes into a hospital with not even a mask on, and yet Putin has on a hazmat suit, as it were? Something's just not adding up here. And then you got China. Everyone's wearing masks in China. So it makes me wonder, why was he saying this back then that we shouldn't be wearing masks? Because it makes it seem to me that they wanted to spread this thing. And they knew it wouldn't spread if everybody was wearing masks. That's what my thinking is. That's what my mind's telling me. Is that if If they tell people not to wear a mask when they should be wearing a mask, and the reason they should be wearing a mask is because it spreads, right? Think about it. If people are not wearing a mask at the worst part of this outbreak, that means it would spread quicker. And that's what they wanted, right? Doesn't that make sense? That's what they wanted. They wanted this thing to spread. If everybody, and my wife had said this to me, she said, how come people aren't wearing masks in the United States? That was way before they even started talking about it. If everybody was wearing masks like China did, way at the beginning of this thing, it probably would have shut it down quicker. But they wanted it to spread. But see, the hypocrisy comes out when Dr. Fauci himself, his task force, and Donald Trump, and even Vice President Pence, all of them not wearing a mask, the hypocrisy begins to exude. They can't hold it back. This is just, in my opinion, nothing more than hypocrisy. That's what it is. But there's a nefarious reason why they told us not to wear masks at the beginning of this. And also, why did they open up the beaches? Why are they now opening? They know they want to keep this thing going. And now they're saying in the news that 3,000 to 6,000 people could die a day by June. And they're starting to act like they can get back to business now. That's more than was dying at the beginning. Now they're saying it's going to be worse in June, and they're relaxing the restrictions, and they're telling people to go back to work. They're telling people in certain areas to go back to work, and they're opening the beaches. Something's going on here, people, where they want this thing to spread. That's the only thing I can think of. That's the only conclusion I can come up with.